You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're here with Jude from Dropper to chat about their latest album, Be A Little Kinder. How you doing, man? How you going?
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah, Be A Little Kinder. It's your guys' debut album. How does it feel to have it out?
Feels good. I think it's good to, like, kind of, like, it feels real old for me, so it's kind of, like, just, like, clearing the back catalogue.
True,
but
true.
People seem to really like it, and that's... you know, that's what you want, so
yeah,
it's doing real well, and yeah, it's awesome.
Yo, sick. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the album. Like, what's the story behind it? What does it mean to you guys? How did it come together, kind of thing?
Yeah, so I was in a band called Bleeding Star, and towards the end of Bleeding Star, stuff was going on. We had the band member passed away, so it was real just hard to, like, work out. But we had River join the band, who plays in a band called Debt Club up here, who you may have...
Yeah.
And I hadn't written a song in ages, and he kind of came in, reignited the spark for songwriting, and we kind of 50-50 wrote this record together, thinking it would be the third Bleeding Star record, but then it kind of just made more sense for it to be the new band.
Yeah, and, sick.
Came to its natural end, but it was good fun. He's since left the band, so now it's back to... It's always like, you have to... Explaining the beginning of Dropper recently in interviews is always like, well, you give all this backstory, and then it's like, and it no longer is around, but, like, it's sweet. Yeah. But it's I'm real pleased with the record.
Yeah.
And it's like a time capsule for me.
Yeah. Sick. Did you draw, like, what inspiration did you draw for this album? Were there any, like, artists you were listening to heaps, or just, like, general themes that you were wanting to, like, write about?
I was listening to a lot of, I can't always am, but, like, particularly got into a lot of Christchurch bands around the time before. So there's this record label called Failsafe Records, which was kind of more prominent in the 90s. I think it was kind of like... not Flying Nun, but, like, they're, like, one of the, like, smaller labels that still actually probably deserves the same amount of, like, recognition.
Yeah.
But they have... I found that label, and it was just, like, this, like, goldmine of, like, awesome bands, like, Throw, Dolphin. I mean, the list goes on, and none of... They're kind of reasonably unknown, but they should be known. And that was just kind of, like, expanded my New Zealand music knowledge. And I guess, like, themes... the record's quite, like, lyrically quite, like, personal, I guess. Like, I'm not particularly, like, I'm not, like, an observer. It's all, like, internal feelings, so it's kind of awkward to be like, oh, it's about this and that, but...
Yeah.
It's about struggling and stuff, but, like, it's still happy underneath it all. It's all nostalgic. I don't know, what do you want to call it?
No, I know what you mean. Like, vulnerable, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel to, like, I don't know, like, pull from internal, like, feelings and stuff and write and, like, have people hear that and, like, I don't know.
I mean, you just gotta pray people don't read into the lyrics too much, because chances are it's not about them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, true.
It's like, it's not, I'm quite literal, but then also try to hide things in metaphor as much as I can. So it's like, I don't know, it feels like you are putting a bit of yourself on to, like, you're putting yourself on display a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just kind of, like,
yeah.
I'm about the music behind it more than the lyrics.
True.
The lyrics just kind of, like, what, like, so, like, listen to the instrumentals and then, like, if you like the melodies and then you look at the lyrics, but, yeah, I don't know, lyrics kind of are slightly less important, but probably more important to others, I don't know.
True. Do you write lots of the Dropper stuff by yourself, or is it, like, a collaborative process?
This record that's out is, like, pretty, like, it's, like, 40-60 or 50-50, like, depending on the song. But it's mostly me, and nowadays it's me doing it by myself again with, like, the odd kind of, like, collaborative part with the band.
Cool.
But the current lineup, we're way more, like, well, we've played together long enough now where it's like we're all pretty in sync with, we know what to do for every song. So it's like, I'll show someone the root notes, or I'll show someone kind of the gist of the lead, and they kind of do their own spin on it. But
cool.
The core of it, I'm writing the songs.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's sick. Do you have a favourite track from the album?
Yeah, it's been changing kind of week by week. I think at the moment it's Bleed Out, which is near the bottom of the record. But when we wrote it, it was Your Face Says It All, and then it's been kind of constantly changing. But I would say one song people should like listen to that I feel like has maybe gotten like a little less attention, or comparatively to one song or whatever, but Breathe Through the Wire, the like second to last song, is probably my the one that I think if you haven't heard Dropper, check that one out.
Cool. Why do you say that?
I think it's got like one of the better choruses.
Yeah.
And it's got a bit of everything. It like shows off like every kind of side of the band. Like it's got the more quiet, it's got the quiet loud thing.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I'm really proud of the lyrics and the guitar parts, and it's just like a solid song that I think if you hadn't heard Dropper, I would be showing someone that first. Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what does that track mean? Like, what is? I was going to ask about like your favorite track and what it meant to you, but you said a few. So, have you got a song on the album that like is like your like most? I don't know how to word this. I don't know.
I think songs that mean the most to me.
Yeah, that's the one.
So outside of that one, which would probably be one of them.
Yeah.
There's that one Pinwheel, which we did as a collaboration with Evelyn Breaker.
Yeah.
And that song's just real, like, I just love the way that the contrast in me and Lilith's vocal is really cool. And then also I'm just really proud of, like, the chorus, and it looks similar to Breathe Through the Wire. But I think that's like a really cool song that is, like, hard to replicate again. Like, or unless I continue to do stuff with Lilith, which I'm always keen to. But
yeah.
Because it's like a collaborate, it's like drop a feat, Evelyn Breaker, like a rap song or whatever. But it's just like, it's really cool, and I think quite like unique.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not special, but I think that song's quite cool.
Yeah. And you guys played a gig at Meow a couple of weeks ago for the release. How did that go?
Yeah, that was really fun. That's probably like our best show, like crowd reception wise. People are there like for us, you know.
That's cool.
And I think that is a really cool feeling. And it was a lot of fun. We had George Barney Roberts from Auckland come down, who's nowadays more of like a, not EDM, but like, you know, like Two Hollis and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. Kind of like, he's going down that route.
Cool.
But outside of that, he's got a lot of kind of like, similar to, I guess, what we make, but like on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Mud Goose, who is like, Wellington legendary, like kind of noisy country MJ Lenderman
tough
goodness, and like no brainer to get them, and they like, we've been playing with them for like since like first gigs would have been with Fletcher and stuff, so it's just felt like a full circle moment. And then bringing someone down from Auckland who has never played Wellington is like a you know what I mean, it's cool. But it was a great show, had a lot of fun, and people seem to really like it, and we really enjoyed it too.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
What's up next for Dropper? Do you guys have any, like, summer plans or plans for 2026?
Yes, I'll hold that thought. I'm just pulling the calendar. It's just
Serious
business, yeah. So this weekend, we've got three shows back-to-back.
Holy.
Maybe not the best idea, but it's kind of happened, and we felt like every show was worth saying yes to.
Yeah, fair.
So, yeah, opening for Fantastic Furniture.
Yo!
Awesome. So, looking forward to that. It's Friday. And then Saturday, we're doing a house show with Cruelly.
Cool.
Then we're doing on Sunday, we're doing a fundraiser show that's raising money for cancer research kind of stuff, and I guess that is important to us, and that's really cool. 100%. So we're really looking forward to those three, and it was kind of hard to say no to any of them. It was like,
we can do it, we're in.
It's like a mini Wellington. How many venues in Wellington can you play in a weekend?
Yeah, it's like a fun little thing.
After that, there's an unannounced thing, we're going back to Auckland, which we're really excited for, around the Christmas time, and then ending the year, or I guess starting January, with Twisted Frequency.
Which
I've never been to, and it sounds like it's
I've never been either, but lots of people say it's super fun, so
yeah. And the stories.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, like, there's a little bit of like talk for things for next year, like local shows and maybe Auckland or something. But yeah, we're looking forward to what next year brings. And
true.
We're not slowing down.
Oh no, not stopping for anything. That's super exciting. Nice. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Shout out Dunedin.
Shout out Dunedin.
Best music comes from there.
Hell yeah.
South Island's got the better music than the North Island.
Nice.
And we want to come down and we very may well next year. That's part of our like goal next year is to play some South Island shows. And
100%.
Come along.
We'd be keen to have you.
Yeah. And message us if you want us to come down. We'll if someone wants us to come down in Oakland, we'll probably do it.
Yo.
So
nice.
Like as a text.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Awesome. That was Dropper and Jude having a chat about Be A Little Kinder. I've got your song Anchor queued up now, so maybe we'll just get straight into that.
Great job.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay. You're listening to Radio 1, 91 FM. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.